You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Several protests are taking place today and the rest of the week outside branches of the bank ASB across the country. These protests are being organised as part of Justice for Palestine's Don't Bank on Apartheid campaign, who oppose the company's investment practices, which, they say, are financing Israel's actions in the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza. The campaign is calling for ASB to end their investments in the communications company, Motorola Solutions Incorporated, and say that if ASB does not divest from Motorola Solutions, then a number of their customers will switch banks. I spoke to Nadia Abu Shanab, a member of Justice for Palestine and campaign organiser for Don't Bank on Apartheid, about the protests, boycotting, and why ASB specifically is being targeted by the protests. The protests are happening outside ASB branches, and I think some are happening today. Why ASB specifically?
So, we have a problem in that a lot of our KiwiSaver dollars are invested in Israeli companies, but specifically companies that support the illegal Israeli settlements. And when we looked at the KiwiSaver providers, ASB was a bit of an outlier in terms of the scale of some of those investments. So they've got $14 million invested in a company called Motorola Solutions. So you're probably thinking flip phones, but actually Motorola Solutions work in Israel as kind of the surveillance and technology arm of the occupation forces and of the illegal settlements. And the UN have identified that they're one of the companies that enable and maintain the illegal Israeli settlements.
You said that ASB was a particular standout. Does this mean that other banks are also engaging in similar investment practices?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's, about 800 KiwiSaver providers. There are a number of banks and KiwiSaver providers that have some level of investment in Israeli companies. But what we're really focusing on with this campaign is two things. So one, we want to end that investment overall, but we're taking our lead from Palestinians who said, look, first of all, could you just be targeted and focus on companies that we know have a link to human rights abuse, to the occupation, and to the illegal settlement industry? That's where they really want us focusing our energies in terms of boycotts and divestments.
You say that in your press release that there are about 1,000 ASB customers who have committed to switching banks. How likely do you think it is that 1,000 customers switching banks would make a tangible difference to a company's business approach?
So two things. I think we feel really confident that the base of people in this country who care about Palestinian human rights is actually a lot larger than I think providers know. So what this campaign is about, organising that sentiment in a way that demonstrates that there's a big potential cost to ignoring our concerns. So we've actually got 1,435 ASB customers now, and we're confident over the coming wee while that we can get more. And I think, you know, 2,000, thousands of customers objecting to these investments is a scale, and I think it shows and demonstrates the way that people feel about this issue. We know that 49% of people under 30 in this country, according to independent polling that we got did, actually support sanctions against Israel. So I think we can look on and sort of say, oh, isn't it horrible what's happening? But I think a lot of us are getting to a place where we say, actually, Israel is a serial violator of international law, and we need to take action and we need to take steps to ensure that we're not funding this genocide and this occupation and this apartheid. And actually, given the way that New Zealand has been voting at the UN on the last General Assembly resolution, identifying that Israel is an apartheid state and saying that we need to apply sanctions, there's actually a legal obligation as well as a moral obligation that government organisations and commercial organisations in New Zealand stop funding apartheid.
You said that there's a legal obligation as well. Does this mean that there are other avenues potentially looking at getting ASB to divest outside from boycotting and protest, or is that the primary avenue that's available?
I think we want to use people power first and foremost, but yeah, we are looking into legal options to add leverage. So it's not one or the other, it's potentially both. There is a legal argument to be made around, like I said, not just ASB, but commercial institutions generally, you know, when we've identified that this is an illegal occupation, the settlements are illegal, we believe there's a case there that our Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade should be looking into New Zealanders putting money into this system, into this regime. And so that's something we will be pushing on. But at this stage, we're focused on using people power, because I think that's something that we know that we have in the Palestine movement. You know, we might not necessarily have the media institutions, or we might not necessarily always have government stepping in. But overwhelmingly, I think people see what's happening in Gaza, in the West Bank, and in Palestine, and want to act. And so with that, we have a lot of power.
What would be your ideal outcome from this week's protest action? What do the protests aim to achieve in terms of encouraging ASB to change their practices?
Yeah, so the first thing, obviously, is we want ASB to do the right thing and stop banking on apartheid. We also want them to review their policies to ensure that they're not investing in the human rights abuse of Palestinians. We don't think it's a good thing to bank on the erasure and the ethnic cleansing of a people. But also, I guess we want to kind of send a wider signal to the market. So this isn't just about ASB, as we said before. We want all KiwiSaver providers to be reviewing their policies and looking into it. So we're really trying to make an example of ASB here to demonstrate that actually this is something that New Zealanders care about. This is something they need to act on, look into. The time has come for a review of their policies in line with some of those developments that I was talking about at the UN. And I think lastly, we want people to know where their money's going. I mean, it's something we've been talking about quite a lot with people signing up to the campaign. A lot of us don't actually know where our KiwiSaver money goes. And I think some recent research shows that about 75% of people want their KiwiSavers to be invested ethically, and about half of people would consider moving if they found out their KiwiSavers weren't. So we think this is a mass issue. It's not like just three of us. This is something that thousands and thousands of people care about. And it's time that providers wise up and stop banking on apartheid.
That was Nadia Abu-Shanab, member of Justice for Palestine and a campaign organiser for Don't Bank on Apartheid, speaking to me about this week's protests outside ASB.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.